Hello again. This is John Charty to have a word with you, and a plum of a word it is, beginning with Mother Goose. Little Jack Horner sat in a corner, eating a Christmas pie. He stuck in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, "What a good boy am I." This rhyme seems to have been written in the early 16th century, and on one level, the plum in question was a piece of fruit cooked into the pie, perhaps a sugar plum, which is to say, a goody. Yet obviously it suggests a special prize that is more than a piece of fruit, and though that sense of special prize did not emerge clearly until almost two centuries later, it was implicit here, as we say in American slang, to cut up or slice up the watermelon, meaning to share the cash bonuses or the loot. The annotated Mother Goose by William S. Baring Gould and Seal Baring Gould has an interesting, if questionable, note on this point. Many of the Mother Goose rhymes turn out to be veiled political references, and so argue the Baring Goulds. I quote from them. A persistent legend states that the original Jack Horner was Thomas Horner, a steward to Richard Whiting, last of the abbots of Glastonbury Cathedral. At the time of the dissolution, in the early 16th century, that is to say, when Henry VIII was taking over all the church property he could get his royal hands on, the abbot is said to have sent his steward to London with a Christmas gift intended to appease the king, a pie in which were hidden the deeds to 12 manorial estates. On the journey, Thomas Horner is alleged to have opened the pie and extracted one deed, that to the fine manor of Mells, a plum indeed. There his descendants live to this day. End quote. In a British idiom noted by the Oxford English Dictionary, plum, from the late 17th century into the early 19th, even acquired two very special senses. One, 100,000 pounds, and B, a person possessed of 100,000 pounds. The clandestine marriage by the 18th century playwrights G. Coleman and David Garrick used the first sense of plum as common speech in Act 3, Scene 2. "My brother Heidelberg," it says, "was a warm man, a very warm man, and died with a plum at least. A plum? Aye, I warrant you he died with a plum and a half," meaning he had 150,000 pounds. As for Thomas Horner of the persistently alleged legend, he was in the high tradition of grafting British stewards, to whom we owe the verb to cheat and the corresponding noun. The original word was escheat or escheator, and labeled a crown officer charged with making up inventories of estates that had fallen to the crown for lack of a legal heir. The escheator made up a list of the properties of such estates to be forwarded to the royal steward. And who was to know if a prize bull wandered off the fallen estate into the escheator's barn, or if 50 gold pieces out of 100 disappeared from the royal inventory? The local peasants were able to sniff out such things, of course, but crown officers do not listen to such ignorant louts, and though the louts knew better than to volunteer, they knew what was going on well enough to make the word cheat from the legal title escheator, which is to say, the names for political graft change a bit, but the methods remain essentially the same. This is John Charty wishing you visions of sugar plums that may come to you without cheating. That is as much as we can get out of that pie, I think. Goodbye until our next word ramble, and good words to you.